We're doing well. Do me a favor. I got brand new mics. Just trying them out. Let me know if you can hear me well. We're going to be talking about XRP and the XRP ledger and what Ripple is doing right now with Japan. Ripple is taking the XRP ledger and moving it all around the world and finding real world solutions for it. And it's really important that we see this because a lot of people have invested in XRP. It's the laggard of the group when you're talking about the top 20 on CoinMarketCap, and it's good to know the fundamentals of what's going on with this company. So the story is out of Cointelegraph, and it says here, Ripple breaks ground in Japan, SBI Group to use XRPL for supply chain solutions. It says Ripple has partnered with HashKeyDX to introduce XRP ledger-based blockchain solutions to the Japanese market. SBI Group will become the first Japanese corporation to use XRP Ledger, or the XRPL blockchain supply chain solutions, as Ripple looks to drive enterprise blockchain solution use cases in Japan. SBI will break new ground in Japan after Ripple announced it has entered into a strategic partnership with Tokyo-based consulting firm HashKeyDX. The latter is set to introduce XRPL enterprise solutions to the Japanese market. Why is this important? First off, anytime something gets used more and more by more companies, more countries, it's a big deal. Another thing, when we see and understand how the XRP ledger works, is the more that it gets used, the more valuable it becomes, obviously. But it's because in order to use the ledger, you would need one person, whoever wants to use it or whatever company wants to use it or government wants to use it, needs XRP. They actually have to go buy it because in order to move transactions on that ledger, they pay for that courtesy in XRP. Okay. It's just like the SWIFT system. When you want to go and send money through Walmart or through Western Union to another country, or you want to go to a bank and wire money to one of your accounts or to someone else that you owe money to, you have to use US dollars to pay this little machine, okay? I'm breaking this down really simply, to move money, okay? What Ripple has done is using blockchain technology that has irrefutable evidence of where money has gone and how fast, and we're talking like that, stupid fast, and so fast when the transaction is confirmed in a few seconds, whoever received that money on the other side can immediately send it somewhere else. That's powerful. How many times have you wired money somewhere and you've got the money and the bank goes, okay, you know, good news, you get to pay an incoming wire fee, which doesn't happen with XRP, right? The person sending it pays the transaction fee. But hey, you just got some money from someone. You get to pay more US dollars to just get the money in your account, and you have to wait for it. What do you mean wait for it? It says right there it came in. Yeah, but it's got to be confirmed. See, this is absolutely insane. So when you see this kind of technology, which is an absolute, utterly, it's mind-blowing game changer, and then you see a company that's pushing a specific blockchain, in this case, it's pushing XRP around the world and getting more use cases, it's a big deal. All right. It says, a statement from HashKeyDX head Andy Dan highlighted XRPL's enterprise track record, settlement speeds, low cost, and scalability as key metrics to build its supply chain finance solution. He says, we are confident in our ability to drive meaningful transformation and introduce innovation, cutting-edge solutions for Japanese business, Dan said. Over the past 5 years, HashKey Group has developed and implemented blockchain-powered supply chain finance solutions in mainland China. Since its launch in 2019, the firm has over 4,000 registered companies, including 23 banks and 4,300 suppliers that use its blockchain services. This is not a small company doing this. The company reports that total trade amount recorded exceeds $7 billion. Its blockchain solution has also financed nearly $3 billion of transactions in China. As Cointelegraph previously explored during Paris Blockchain Week, RippleX Senior Vice President Marcus Inflinger believes the future of tokenized markets could exceed $16 trillion in value as traditional finance players begin to actively use blockchain networks. Now, I'm going to explain to you why they'd want to use blockchain networks. Speed of transaction, recording on the ledger, being able to go back and find it, and not just the company that needs to find the transaction. Everyone has eyes on it. If you've got the transaction hash, you've got everything. You've got the proof. It's irrefutable. And that is really important. Do you know how? Okay, think about this. This is the most important reason. When company A is doing business with company B, and company A wants to buy something from company B, they've got to go. Company A gets to go call their bank. Oh, can you send me some money? Or hey, can you send money to company B? Or they got to log online. And sometimes company, the bank goes, oh, sorry, our system's down, or our system got hacked, or oh, we're gonna charge you a ton of money. Company A is getting pissed off. Company B is like, we're not shipping your stuff out until you get money to us. And then, oh, sorry, it's a large amount. It's got to settle. We've got to wait because company B, how many times have you seen this? Company B goes, okay, yeah, you sent us the money. Cool. You showed us all the proof. And company A is all pissed off and frustrated. Company B is like, it's like, you just wrote me a big check. I've got to wait for the bank, not only your bank to send it to my bank, but my bank to go, okay, it's in your account. It's safe. Slowing down commerce. And in the supply chain world, can't let that happen. As a matter of fact, this is something else that really pisses me off that most people don't understand. One of the ways, the largest ways that banks make money on earth is something called, and I'm completely blanking out, it's called factoring. Factoring is the process in which company A wants to send money to company B, and they're going, the amount of time, you know, because products need to get sold and stuff, company A wants that product from company B, so company B sends it over to them, and company B is like, well, crap, we don't have any money yet from company A. Now it's the opposite, right? Company B actually sent them products. So imagine company B is sending money, product to Walmart, and that product sitting on the shelves. The banks are like, oh, we got an idea, because we've screwed up the money system so much. What we'll do, company B, we're going to loan you money. Let's say you sent Walmart or company A $100,000 in product, and you're waiting for that 100 grand. How about we do this? We're going to give you essentially like a bridge loan, but we'll give you $96,000 for your 100 grand worth of product. And then we're going to make Walmart or company A pay us, the bank. This is how it works. It's one of the largest money making schemes that the banks have. They don't want you to know this, but it's the truth. So when you go onto the blockchain and you have instantaneous settlement, verifiable proof, it got into your account. There's no factoring. The banks are scared crapless about this. This is one of the greatest money makers. I got to make a video about this. I do that all the time. I got to make a video about this. It's more going out of my head than going in. My point being is that this is a game changer for the banks. And you can see with what I just explained to you, another great reason why the federal government does not want this happening. But Ripple's not stopping. They're writing up agreements all around the world. They're making settled with the SEC. And that was a complete oh gosh. Those SEC lawyers should all be fired. But I guess, I mean, they're working for the government, so they've already got theirs. You get what I'm saying, hopefully. Type one if you do. It's a big deal. Now, I'm not telling you to go run out and buy a bunch of XRP. You could have made more money with other things. I haven't sold my core position in XRP. I trade in and out of cryptocurrencies, and then I stack Satoshis in Bitcoin, or I stack more XRP. And that's what I do. That's just me. But I just want to bring you this story because it's pretty exciting watching Ripple Labs just go and crush the SEC in court. And then they're going and crushing it in business around the world. I'm pretty pumped. Hope you guys got something out of this. The Economic Ninja needs a coffee.